What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as Zis Spike on the Mic. Sometimes I go French on y'all, and y'all don't understand it. I am Zis Spike on the Mic, and we're coming to you from the U, the L, and the C. That is known as the Undisclosed Location Central. I cannot disclose where I'm coming from because it is undisclosable, but I'll give you guys a small hint. I'm coming from the state of Florida. I'm coming from close to the way Hanging Chad is living. I'm coming from where the University of Florida Fighting Gators will win tonight's game against the Tennessee Volunteers. I am in an undisclosed location known as Gainesville, so don't try to find me and come asking me for money, cigarettes, or for hair shaving products, because I am not giving that out. But I am not here by myself, ladies and gentlemen. I am not here alone. I'm here with the crew, people we like to call the resistance fighters. And let me introduce the resistance fighters. Coming at you standing at a tall 6'1", maybe weighing 175 pounds. He got earbuds in his ear. He is the one, Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy that's jealous. Are you going to the game?
Correct. I am going out to the game, but the game's at 7, so I'm here now. It's early. Oh, wait a minute.
It looks like you're outside the parking lot I used to like circle in the morning to go. I would follow people trying to get a parking spot before class.
This is probably where I is. But now, bringing the rest of the resistance fighters, this lady here, she is the beautifier of the show. She is taking us from some undisclosed location, and she likes to talk to dogs. This is the one, Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like someone who's super jealous, because does this mean that you're currently tailgating right now at this moment?
I is tailgating. I am making things happen. Yeah, I could move my stuff around, but if I do, I hope y'all don't get lost and confused. We got people, see, going right and left, you can't tell. I have no idea where I'm going to right and left. Oh, so there's some stuff there, so we're early, but yeah. Don't worry about it. This is audio more so than this video. Speaking of audio and more so than video, the guy who's putting the sounds through your eardrums, he's making you hear you fun qua or oh fun qua. He is the man we like to call PW. PW, how you sticking?
Oh fun qua.
Yes.
I'm stuck with something to be stuck on.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And in case you're wondering, we have lost two of the resistance fighters today. We lost the Kimberly. We lost the voice of reason, so I don't know why we're here, because we're usually here for one reason. That is because
they're still alive.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. They're taking much needed vacation time, but you understand the dedication that the four resistance fighters are having here, because one of us is out on location. No, two of us are out on location. I had to find internet, I had to find electricity, I had to find computers, but I did it. You know why? I did it for you people. You people.
You did a good job.
You did it because PW guns berserk on you. No, you're not.
Yeah. Come on. Don't pull the curtain behind the screen or whatever they used to say about that. But we are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to entertain you, put knowledge in your eardrums, and to make you maybe smile or laugh every so often. Because we are here to talk about at least three things.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Like to talk about three things. The past, the present, and the future. Yay! Woo-hoo. That's right. We talk about the past, the present, and the future. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can always play. You can give us a call at this particular phone number because we love to pick up hitchhikers. You give us a call at 813-586-3331. Let me say that again, 813-586-3331. Give us a call. We love to pick up hitchhikers because we are a caller-driven show. Oh, also, if you want to leave us a voicemail or send us an email, and we'll read them on air, you can email us at thespikeonthemic@gmail.com. That's thespikeonthemic@email.com. And I have to say I'm remiss. I forgot to check the email before I came here because this was a hectic day for me. I had to get up and move and, you know, just move things around. I had to move things because I'm a mover.
And a shaker.
Yeah. And a shaker. But we're going to fight through the pain and we're going to make it happen. So if we have audio, I want to tell y'all right now. If I lose connection, don't fret, don't cry. It's just that I lost internet or I lost juice, I lost power. But we'll be fine. We'll be fine. So we'll fight through the pain. So without further ado, I think it's time to start the show. Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Somebody hit the on button. So we are here, hopefully. I see somebody working in trying to get onto the show. I see
he's alive.
He's alive. But while he does that, I guess we can go ahead with what we like to call
oh, there the, big he is.
A, the big A word of the day.
Here it comes.
You have to unmute now.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh.
Yeah.
No, dude, that was extra long. That was too early. I'm sorry. I've been giving you good credit all throughout the week, all this year. That one was a little fast.
I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, I thought it was
okay,
perfect.
Okay, Kim.
Well, she's not here. I had to say it.
That was a little fast. And now since we are here, we have to acknowledge why we're here because, ladies and gentlemen, joining the Spike on the Mic show is the one, the only, Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking? Yeah.
And he froze.
Just like that. Now, do you think that happened organically?
Oh, there he is. There he is again.
I don't know. But can you guys hear me?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right, very good.
So how are you sticking, boys?
I'm sticking like a guy whose internet connection is unstable.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like yourself.
So you too may fade out on us.
I should be able to handle this.
Yes. All right. Well, we've introduced the resisting fighters, and we've also played the big A word of the day word. So now it's time for you guys. I'm going to play this word three times in total silence. And we want you, the resisting fighters, and also the listeners to tell me, do you think what this word is when I play the big A word of the day? Where is it?
Iris.
Redound.
Iris is a dog.
Redound.
Now I asked the resistance fighter, did you guys hear the word?
It sounded like redound.
Redound.
Yeah, that's
what
I heard.
Redound. All right.
How do you spell that? R-E-D...
Yes, I should go look it up again.
O-U-N-D?
R-E-D-O-U-N-D. Yes, redound. All right, so now I go around the room and we'll ask resistance fighters, do you know what the big A word of the day is? P-W.
Yes, it's, you know, no, yes, it's happened to me.
Sorry,
it's happened to me a few times. I've fallen and then I couldn't get up. I was redound.
Redound.
All right, how about you, Hanging Chad? You know what the big A word of redound is?
Yeah, if you're down, you don't have to. If you're already down, you don't have to get down.
You already did it, huh?
If someone wants you to get down again, you got to get redound.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the title, right? That's exactly what it said. How about you, Miss Billy?
It's that feeling that when you, for those people that live up north, when you go down into the basement to get something. And then you come back up, and right when you get to the top of the stairs, you realize you have to go back down again because there's something you forgot. That feeling is called the down.
Oh, yeah. All right. And so the voice of reason, you want to wrap this up in a bow?
When a duck grows new feathers.
Yes. The duck has redowned.
Redowned. Well, that all those guys are excellent, excellent guess what redown is. And I have to be, I'm not sure exactly what this word means. I'm going to read you what Webster and Funk and Wagner said. Yeah, said. All right, here we go. I don't understand this, and I'll read this to you guys. You guys can help me. Redown is a formal word that's when paired with to means to have a particular result. I have no idea what that meant. So why did I pick the big A word? Because I was in a rush. It is often used in one or two idioms. It redounds to someone's credit or honor. It's used to say that a person deserves credit or respect for having done something. Oh, okay. That's what it redound.
It's to give credit to something. That's what the way I'm reading this.
All right. I like y'all definitions better. Like if you go down, you fell down.
Yeah.
And if you fell again, you redound.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not. That's not the right thing. It's when you go downstairs.
Right.
And then you come back upstairs and realize you didn't get the thing that you went downstairs for.
Oh, that's what it is. That's all the time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wait, that's the real definition?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, though. I had to go re-downstairs.
I had to go
to the stairs.
I know the opposite word. I know the antonym of redound.
Whoa, big A word. What's that?
And that's when you sign up for another hitch in the military service.
Re-up, yeah. Yeah.
Although I did like your definition, Boyce, when like the opposite of what a goose does. Because you know that goose down feathers?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He got his redowned feathers.
Right.
Like, you know,
After they pluck him and they put all those feathers in the pillow, then he has to redown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Restuffing a pillow. Yeah. What was that?
I know a version of it too. When you're in college and you write a paper and your professor says, no, you got to do it again. You got to rewrite it.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Redowned.
Okay, that one didn't make any sense.
Re-up, re-down, re-right. Come on, somebody do re-left.
Oh, there you go.
I think you're not using the word right. You're using the word incorrectly, Hanging Chad. That's just not how it's done. That's the purpose of the
re-left, y'all.
When you leave a party, but then realize you forgot to say bye to your mom, so you go in and say goodbye to your mom, and then when you end it, that's re-left.
Yes. Okay. So many possibilities. All right. So with that being said, let's go ahead and start the show with topic changing music.
Oh, here we go. All right. We're about to start a topic. Not exactly change it, but, you know, it's the show.
And since we're starting the show, I'm going to try something new. Or I'm going to make something obvious because we're going to start off with homework.
Ooh.
Let's start off with homework.
Homework. I guess I should play the homework music?
Yes. Do your homework.
Grab that pen, boy. Come on, do your homework.
Grab that pen, boy. Grab your pen, do the homework. All right, So since we're going to start up, because normally we would do the homework later into the show, and one of the resistance fighters has a tend to redound off somebody's paper. So we'll do this first. So, voice of reason, did you do your homework?
I didn't have time. I wanted to do it, but I've been really super busy. You know how busy I've been.
Who's either bad or get internet?
Yeah.
At any rate, I'm supposed to come up with an uninteresting story, but I was busy like bicycling this weekend or this week. Bicycled in Brown County State Park. Did about two 16-mile trips. Up and down hills. Went to see the store at the campground store. I got something. I got one of these at the campground store. I don't know if you can see it. Well, it's what it is it's an extending hot dog cooker.
Yes. Wait, God, you may get an A this week.
So I got one of those. Drank a lot of whiskey. Played some darts.
Okay. Listen, for someone who didn't do their homework, you sure take up a lot of time.
Well, like I said, I didn't have time to come up with an uninteresting story.
Do your buttocks feel sore?
No.
Really?
I had one of these bicycles that has a big seat on it and a battery.
Oh, and a battery. He didn't do any work.
Yeah.
He had a big wide seat and sat down.
I thought that was pretty
moved.
Active. I was like, God, he's really active.
Yeah,
really.
It's an assist. Yeah. You have to help. It only helps you. It doesn't.
32 miles on a bicycle. I was thinking that's pretty good.
Yeah, but the engine did half of it, so
hey,
probably more like 16.
But I want to say this, and I'm going to call executive decision here. Don't make a resistant fact. Don't make that story interesting. Okay, whatever the voice is doing, don't make that story interesting because. You That's guys true. Are invested in his bicycle.
Yeah, we'll ruin his homework. Yeah,
yeah, really.
I don't know. He had me at double prong hot dog cooker.
Yeah, that definitely was. Definitely.
He was happy. He's like, look what I got. I got this double prong hot dog cooker pole yesterday.
It's not just drive, that.
I had to ride a bike up a hill two times to get it.
Yeah, really.
Wait, Steve, do you plug that into
the
wall?
That's right, Ted.
You plug that into the wall?
No,
you should plug that into the wall.
You should definitely not do that.
But you want me to do that? Huh?
In the interest of this story being not interesting, how does the hot dog cooker work?
Here's how it works. It's a two-pronged hot dog cooker. You put a hot dog on each prong, and it extends kind of like a car antenna. Okay,
right.
And you pull it out, and then you can sit back at a campfire. And keep cool yourself, but at the same time, you can
cook your dogs. Yeah.
Cook your dog.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, dog. Hot dog.
Plural. Cook your dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Because it's a duel. Right. Yeah.
And I guess the heat doesn't transfer down that middle rod into your hand, correct?
It does. I haven't tried it yet. So
it looks like a cattle prod.
Yeah, yeah, be careful when you use that.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, great. Not doing your homework. How about you, Hanging Chad? Did you do your homework?
Yeah, I just got some fun facts for you guys today.
Ooh.
Right.
So who can tell me what M&M stands for on the M&M?
Marky Mark?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's a good question. That's good. What does the M&M's on M&M stand for?
Mounds and Mars. I don't know. Mars and Mars.
Oh. I think Billy's on the right track there.
I was going to say two M's.
It's Mars and Murray.
Mars and Murray.
Ooh. Mars and Murray.
Did not know that.
M-U-R, yeah. Forrest Mars, first spotted. That's the son of Mars Company founder, Forrest. First spotted the British confection Smarters during the Spanish Civil War. Noticed the candy shell prevented the chocolate from melting. He teamed up with Bruce Murray, son of the Hershey's chocolate president, and the company later trademarked the slogan "Melts in your mouth, not in your hand."
Nice.
Oh.
So both companies came together and made that. But which company is it under?
I don't know. Actually.
I think Mars. I think it's Mars.
Yeah, because it's probably,
I don't think
idea,
it's Hershey's.
It's probably his idea Hershey's. To write. It probably his idea to write the M's on the thing. You know, M and M, because
just like you do on a pill.
So here's another one.
Pill.
Yeah.
I want all of you to picture Mickey Mouse's voice. You got it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now picture Minnie Mouse's voice.
Uh-huh.
The people who did those voices got married in real life.
Oh, and all their kids talk like this.
Wow.
Wayne Alwyn and Russie Taylor were married for 18 years until Alline's death in 2009.
Wow.
Damn.
And last one.
I'm sorry. Before you go any further, I'm trying to remember. I've never actually heard Minnie Mouse talk. Did she actually talk?
It's, you know, it's just like your wife. You don't pay any attention.
Okay. Well, I got this.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah.
Chad, I think your next one is going to have two M's in it.
Who knows the national animal of Scotland?
It's got to have two M's.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's the Monmouth monkey.
It doesn't have two M's. That was just a coincidence.
Okay. National, it's a badger.
It's not the monkey.
No. Okay. Who else wants to guess?
Badger.
Who are we talking about again? Really?
National animal of Scotland.
Gutter rat.
Scotland. Oh, I know. Wait, I think I know.
It has to be like the tiger, Bengal tiger.
Okay.
It's a lion.
I think it would be a stag or a steer. I mean, an elk.
Okay, you just named five animals, but okay.
Okay, like a large deer animal.
A large deer. Okay, I'm sure that's what it says. National animal of Scotland, large deer.
No, elk.
Oh, okay.
W?
P-Dub?
Gutter rat.
Close. You're close.
It's a field rat.
Did you go?
Field rat.
Oh, yeah, you're close. It's a unicorn.
I think I actually knew that.
Wow.
I think I knew that somewhere in my brain.
So that's some little tidbits for your brain bits that you can spread on your weak bits to your friendly bits.
The best one you gave me was Eminem Mickey and Mackle Mouse.
Yeah.
Some people call. So I like that one. All right. Well, good job, Billy's. Did you do your homework?
I did do my homework. And my homework is this day in history. And on this day in history, somebody got arrested in San Francisco.
Ooh.
Ooh. Was it, what's the guy? What's the Black Panther guy name?
Oh.
Margaret Edwards?
Not a tall person.
Can we yell it out?
Yeah. Sure.
Harvey Milk?
No.
Who? Who'd you just say?
Harvey. He said Harvey Milk, and no.
Who is that?
Good guess, because he was a council person in San Francisco, but it wasn't him.
Oh, I thought that was the bad guy in the Batman movie, the half-face guy.
Harvey Dent, you're thinking.
Oh, I know. I have a second guess, but I'll wait for my other people go.
All right, so this person was not tall,
right?
Not Harvey Milk, and... Okay. They were arrested by the FBI.
Patty Hearst.
I know.
Steve just got it.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say.
Steve just got my next clue was going to be the year, and Steve just got it. It is Patty Hearst was arrested in San Francisco in 1975 on this day in history.
Boyce, how'd you know that?
FBI. That's like one of the most famous cases the FBI had with the Sandinista Liberation Army, and Patty Hearst was part of that.
Well, this show is full of information.
She was the heiress to the Hearst fortune. Oh, she's still alive. Anyway, she was kidnapped by this group, and then later was a very famous case of Stockholm Syndrome. And joined the group and their crimes.
All right. Well, that was great. Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Listen, I'm not going
with the Sibonese Liberation Army.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm not going to grade your homework today because I think all of them were A spot on.
I agree. I totally agree. I even like Steve's.
Yes. Even the voice came through. Good job.
My brother-in-law just told me that there are certain states that are allowed to own a raccoon in.
Okay.
Indiana is one of them.
Okay.
And Florida is another.
Duh. You can have anything in Florida.
Actually, boys, you probably should have said that for next week's homework.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was right here. I mean, you could see the thing.
Does he have a pet raccoon you can hold up in front of the camera?
No, yeah, but we really can get one if we want.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. All right, well, with that being said, I think it's time to do topic-changing music.
Thank goodness we're going to change the topic now, because that topic was just that topic.
All right, I like to call this topic here, Start Your Day Licking the Walls.
Start Your Day Licking the Walls.
Wow, that's an unusual thing to start, way to start your day.
Not at Mars and Murray's house.
Yeah, really. All right, so now this is something that I'm not sure I 100% believe, but I'm going to go around with it. This may be fake fish, all right? The leading author, Dr. Ray J. Rongchong, Ray J. Roychild, from RMIT.
It sounded totally different the second time.
Yeah, it's from RMI University in Australia. They said his team had developed a technique to make concrete, ladies and gentlemen, 30% stronger.
Ooh.
30% stronger by using this particular product, using low energy process without oxygen at 350 degrees Celsius. What they're doing, you asking, to make concrete 30% stronger is, They're using.
Can we guess?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's just one thing they're adding to it, right?
Correct. An ingredient.
All right. My guess is cat litter.
I'm gonna guess saliva.
Yeah.
Human saliva.
All right. Then what'd you say about it, Billy?
I can't say anything about it.
Just say something. Just add something.
Okay.
She don't looked it up. That's what happens.
Belly button lint.
Oh, come on. Even Elmer's glue,
How about you?
Belly button lint.
Liquid paper.
There you go.
White, is that white out?
Yeah.
You already told us, Spike.
I did.
A lot of white out.
Yeah, it's human saliva.
No, absolutely not. True.
Well, why would you start off the morning licking your walls?
It's got to be something that's going to make it stick
sugar.
Together.
Sugar.
Oh, sugar could maybe do it. All right, well, let's let him finish his story.
Egg whites.
There are 50 billion, there's 75 million kilograms of this coffee grain that's wasted every year in most landfills. So this Australian engineers have decided to use roasted used coffee grounds to mix it in with concrete to make this concrete 30% stronger by using this some kind of technique of low energy process, removing oxygen and all that. And they saying that most of this 75 million kilograms of wasted coffee grounds is going into the landfills, and they're going to use that to replace the trillion tons of sand that is normally used to create concrete, and is also causing earth to
erosion.
Yeah, erosion, that was the word. Yeah, it's right here in the title. So, now, question to the resistance fighters. Do you guys believe that? Is this actually true? And I'll start out with you. I'm going to start out with you, BW.
I don't believe it at all.
Because?
Oh, I had to have a reason?
Yeah, you had to show your homework.
Oh, because coffee makes things soft.
Okay, can't argue with that. How about you, Voice of Rizion?
I think it could be true because anytime you can cause that concrete to harden more slowly, it's going to be stronger. And it could be that the coffee grounds absorb a lot of water and hold it while the concrete is hardening and put more moisture. Let that release that moisture more slowly. So I think it's possibly true.
All right. How about you, Pete? Hey, in chat.
I think it's true, but I don't know how you would get enough grounds unless everybody donated their grounds, which I don't see happening.
Right. Yeah, really. Which would be grounds for divorce.
Yeah, really. And Miss Billy's?
I don't think it's true because you compost your coffee grinds. They make things grow. The coffee grinds are biodegradable. So
yeah,
you're making
that.
Biodegradable concrete. That doesn't seem strong to me.
Right. And that's what I was thinking. Would you drive over a bridge if you know it was made with concrete and coffee grinds?
A good point. I don't think I would.
No, that just doesn't seem safe. So I think that these scientists and engineers, now they may have made, let's say, a patio or something small with their extra
a patio.
You know who should do this is Starbucks. Starbucks should make all their buildings out of this coffee grounds concrete.
Oh man, imagine
they have it on site.
Imagine the smell. And I like now the title of the story, the topic, because the best part of waking up is licking the wall up.
It's Folgers in your cup. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was saying, people wake up, first thing they do is put coffee in their mouth. Now they can go ahead and lick the walls because
they're caffeinated.
Engineers in Australia. So,
Dr. Ray J. Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got to look up that guy's name.
Roy Chant. From the RMIT University. Right. So, anyway, that's just a little tidbit I want you guys to know. So, if you're sitting at the bar or restaurant, you can tell, hey, do you guys know that this concrete was made out of coffee? Yes and no. All right. Let's do a quick topic change in music.
All right. Once again, here comes a welcome change of topic on the Spike of the Mic Show.
Now, I'm not sure if I did this story before, so you guys let me know. And I like to call this topic here, Kiss My Whole Entire Fake Fish Diploma.
Kiss My Whole Entire Fake Fish Fly Aroma.
I don't know if that's what I said, but diploma. All right.
Diploma.
This happened in Toledo, Ohio. Okay, now I want you guys tell you the story. Tell me, do you think this could possibly happen? In Toledo, Ohio, Victoria Tantum, she applied for a college. Okay? But she was denied entrance into the college system because they said that she didn't graduate from high school, that she was a half of credit short of graduation from high school back in 2007.
Okay.
Now, she said it would seem like a slap in the face because my parents, this is Victoria talking, when she applied for college and they didn't give her admission, she said this was a slap in the face because my mom and dad, who always strived and worked hard for our kids to get educated and graduate, and on her dying wish, she told her mom that she would go to college and graduate. Now, so when she tried to sign up for college, they found out that she only had a half a credit short of graduation.
Okay.
Now, question to the resistance fighters. Do you think that, wait, hold on a second. Oh, when she went to school, went to the high school to figure it out, they suggested that she go ahead and get her GED. And she don't think that's fair. She was hoping that somehow they can resolve this issue so she can move on with her life and go on to college. Question to resistance fighters. Do you think it's any way possible that, 13 years ago? No, 13 and 3 is 16 years ago. This person could have thought she graduated from high school and received a diploma, and now 16 years later decide want to go to college and find out that she actually didn't graduate. And I started with you, Miss Billy.
I 1,000% think this is true because I formerly worked in the education system where they had to apply for their financial aid, and one of the requirements was having a high school diploma. And on more than one occasion, I've had people discover in my office that they didn't have a high school diploma.
Oh, wait, let me throw this little caveat.
For one reason or another.
Let me throw this caveat in there. Now, Victoria says she lost the hard copy of her diploma in a natural disaster.
But oh, she, yes. Okay.
But she does see, she was
earthquake,
there.
Earthquake, probably.
Yeah. So, Now, with that other information, PW, do you think it's a true story?
Well,
I mean, you think it could happen?
Well, I have to admit that in my case, my high school diploma was struck by an asteroid. So,
okay.
I have no idea how so I would prove awesome. I went.
So you, I'm thinking you might be part of the fake fish organization.
I could be.
Right. How about you, PW? I mean, a hanging chat.
Yeah, this is a true story, and someone just needs to buckle up and get her half credit. I don't know why it's everyone else's problem.
Oh, wow. Voice of reason?
I'm going to have to totally disagree with Billy. I don't think she knows what she's talking about.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, I don't know my own personal experiences. Okay. Okay.
No, how could I possibly disagree with you, Billy? It happens all the time, I guess.
Not all the time, but it happens.
Okay.
So my mother's dying wish is that I not get a traffic ticket, officer.
Yes, really. Okay, so let's do this. Let's play this theory out. You graduate from high school, you walk on the stage, and you are half a credit short on your graduation. Will the high school give you a diploma?
A half of one.
That's probably why I got destroyed. So Victoria knew that she didn't fully graduate then, huh?
Yeah.
The
accidental, my diploma got eaten by a dog sounds flimsy.
Do you guys know where your high school diploma is?
No, I haven't needed it.
Yeah, me neither.
I know where my college diplomas are, but they're not in great condition.
Didn't need that either.
Yeah. I'm getting to the age where that doesn't matter either.
But so, is there a chance that no one in Resistance Fighters graduated from high school?
What?
Is there a chance that none of Resistance Fighters graduated from high school?
No.
I don't think there's a chance because all of them attended some form of college or higher education. And it's a requirement to attend college or higher education facilities.
You could have went with my high school diploma got destroyed.
No. Because then your state has a record that you graduated, or the county that you went to school has a record that you graduated.
So you...
What if the natural disaster was your school blowing up?
Then you go to the county. And if your county building blew up, then you go to the state Department of Education. Now, if that blew up, you might be out of luck.
If a state blew up, education probably wouldn't even be a thing.
Yeah, you might not.
We would be at war.
You don't really care about that. Yeah, really. Okay. Well, I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking this is a fake fish story. I am not 100% sold on this, and you can't tell me different. But who am I?
You think she has a diploma? You think she should have been let into college?
I think she's
lying.
I think she's telling the story, lying about that because she's saying, you know, why don't they just go ahead and give me this, let me move on with my life.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
I'm going to have to call it fake fish for one reason. I don't think there's such a thing as half a credit.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there is.
In high school?
Trig was one half of a year. So that was half a credit for that year. Like the whole year would be one credit and trig was half a credit.
I think this story is real. And I think that, you know, there's a requirement of a certain amount of credits, so she's probably going to have to figure out a way to go to summer, or not even summer school, because she's probably older now, but like get a GED. But I'm also of the opinion that there needs to be an easier option. If you come that close, maybe like a test-in situation, I would be totally okay with also.
Yeah.
After a certain number of years.
Well, you can get a GED by just taking the test.
Correct.
Yeah.
But hanging Chad, I don't agree with after a certain amount of years they should just let you do it, because some people can say, okay, I'm not going to go to school ever. And then at the age of 50, certain many years later, you might just go ahead and let me have it.
No, no, no. What he's saying is
when you come that close,
when you come that close, like, say that half a credit is a PE credit, then, you know, run a 5K and you get your credit and you graduate.
Right. Or just wear your gym shorts.
Yeah. Right. Or like, say it's a math credit and then take a math test, pass it, and then you get credit for that class, and then you can graduate.
What I'm saying is I think we should value the competency of whatever she's lacking over the red tape.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, she has life experience now that a person just fresh out of high school didn't have.
Yeah. So that's half
a credit experience right there.
So yeah. if I was a doctor for 12 years and I didn't have no college degree, you would go, oh, well, he's been doing it for 12 years.
Yeah.
Let him have it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hold on a second. I was watching Gunsmoke the other day, something like that. And they have a guy in the town called Doc.
Yeah.
Right?
There was no universities, so he obviously didn't go to school. He just knew how to do it. He knew how to do it.
There were universities.
It was no such thing, no university when Gunsmoke was around.
Well, when was this set, this show? Like in the 1700s?
Yeah, but he didn't live in Tombstone. He went to school in New York and then moved to Tombstone. He went to school.
Well,
he was a doctor. Holliday was a doctor.
Yeah, right.
It was just like
that guy that played basketball for the Philadelphia Sixers.
Yeah.
That's a doctor. And the guy in California who raps.
And his name he might have been a dental technician.
He's a doctor of lyrics.
So that posed a question that I just thought of. You guys watch cowboy movies and have seen them before, right?
Correct.
I mean, like a long time ago. When my grandfather was alive.
You haven't seen a cowboy movie in the last 10 years, Hangy Chad?
Does Yellowstone count?
No. No, because that's not a cowboy.
No.
All right, so you guys know, you got to hear all them John Wayne Westerns and Gunsmoke and all that, right?
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood, Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Question, was that before or after slavery?
During.
During, yeah.
After.
Before.
During.
Okay,
so I'm gonna answer for
everybody. No, this is because those usually are around the time of Western expansion, and slavery was happening during that time.
I think most of the Westerns were in the late 1800s.
So when Matt Dillon was chasing the a posse, and he was in the saloon drinking and all that kind of gambling, playing cards. Somewhere else on the other side of the world was slavery going on?
Yes.
Not in the United States, though.
No,
yes.
Actually, probably right in that town.
Stop watching them.
Because they weren't allowed in the bar.
Yes. What do you say, W?
Probably going on right in that same town, but they weren't allowed in the bar.
That's why they went on the TV screen?
Exactly. Yes.
What year was slavery abolished?
In like 1973?
No, wasn't it like...
really, really abolished?
1868.
It was 1863.
Okay, I'm going to give you something to go on,
Jesse
Spike.
Jesse James was alive from 1847 to 1882. So during and I guess a little bit after. I just pulled one famous... Right. Western person.
If you see one lever action rifle in there, slavery is over in the United States. If you see a lever action rifle in that Western, or even a non-percussion pistol.
Why? How would that determine slavery was over?
Because they didn't have those before
the Civil War.
All right. So another big move towards the West, which was the wild frontier, was because of the gold rush. The gold rush took place between 1848 and 1855 during slavery.
Well, that, but they, why didn't he make the slaves go get the rush? I mean, the gold.
They didn't.
They didn't.
I say, why didn't they?
Because they wanted the gold for themselves.
You can't trust a tall person with gold.
Oh, just cotton?
Yeah.
Just cotton.
Just cotton. You know, because they really don't want any cotton. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm skeptical about watching Westerns anymore because my dad watches those things 74 hours a day. And I have seen 7 maybe black people in the history of all the country, but I always thought it was after slavery. But you guys are saying it was during. So right here in Dodge City, they're at Salus drinking, but right across the water, they were there with slave people picking cotton.
Yeah.
And just
on the other side of the Mississippi, yes.
I'm gonna say fake fish, but now I gotta look it up.
Okay.
Spike, look for those Winchester rifles, the lever action rifles. If you see those, right, it's post slavery.
Okay. All right, I'll remember that. All right, so going back on topic, everybody get back in the car now. We stopped off on the side of the road for a pee break. Everybody get back in. And let's do a little thing that we hadn't done in a while called Okay Boomer.
Wow, you figured it out. You figured it out. And I'm very proud that you figured all out. You figured all out. You figured all out. And I'm very proud that you figured all out. Okay Boomer. Okay Boomer. Okay Boomer. Okay Boomer, you got it figured out.
All right, this is what we're going to do now. Because the kids in the streets are all here. You know, I'm over here in the college campus, and the kids are just saying all kind of terms. So I'm wondering what's going on here. So we're going to pick Billy to be the boomer today.
I'm going to get them all wrong.
No, we need you to actually fight to get them right.
Okay.
All right. And some of these words, I was going through this, and I say, I wonder if I used it before, but we're boomers, so we'll never know. All right, so the key is who can get too many of the most of these terms correctly. And that's like me speaking, right? The first term is, what do the kids in the streets mean when they use the word stan? S-T-A-N, stan. P.W., will Billy get it right, yay or nay?
She will not get it right.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to do this. Billy, you have an idea what the kids say when they say stan?
Yes.
All right. Hanging Chad, will she get it right?
Yes.
Voice of Reason, will she get it right when the kids say Stan?
I think Billy's pretty musically inclined, so I'm going to say yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's PW, you said yes or no?
I said no. I said she's going to get it wrong.
All right. Well, then everyone else said yes. Billy, slow down, Spikey, effing up. PW is the only one that said yes. So, Billy, what do the kids say when they say the term stan? What do they mean?
They mean that a bus driver.
Oh, is that your answer?
That's my answer, a bus driver.
Jeez.
Is that going to be your answer to every one of these questions?
Yeah. We're not going to pick you no more.
It's a bus driver. I am taking it seriously.
No, you're not. We're putting our faith in you.
I didn't put any faith in her.
That's right. And he got the right answer.
This is a chance for these guys to win.
I had no idea.
To win prizes and pay light bills. And you're sitting here just lead them in the dark.
Bus driver.
All right. Well, was anyone else
what does
like
it mean?
We didn't have to take a guess.
I'll guess.
Go ahead. Hanging Chad.
No, let voice go. He raised his hand.
Okay,
I think they're referring to it's abbreviation for Stanley and Call Me Stan, Eminem song, new Eminem song that's come out.
Call me out. That's Stan. Okay. No, all right. How about you, Hanging Chad?
I think it's similar to this. I don't think this is it, but it's like a uncool, average, short guy.
Oh, I like yours. I like yours. That. Yeah, that's close, good, but the term stand.
Wait, I get a chance.
Okay, go ahead, W.
It's the opposite of sit down.
Oh.
Stand up.
That's right.
Yeah, kids always do that. No.
Sit down.
That's like going down. You're going redown.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Rebound, redown. No. Stan is it's a meaning, a term of overzealous or obsessive fan in it of a particular celebrity. So like you see Edith's elbow over there. Like, ooh, that's Edith's elbow. What's the boy's name?
Who's Edith's elbow?
Do you mean Idris Elba?
Yeah, Idris Elba.
Oh, Edith's elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would sound like
hard.
It's your elbow.
All right. Okay. All right. So now the next one. This is now you have to get this one.
Okay.
Bear got him. The bear got him. What do the kids would say when they say the bear got him? Let me know when you think you have it. The bear got him.
Okay.
All right. Voice of reason. Would she get it right or wrong?
I think she's going to get it right this time. I think it actually is a bus driver.
Hanging chat?
I think she's going to get it wrong. I have no faith in her anymore.
Yeah, really. All right, how about you, W?
I never had any faith. She's going to get it wrong.
All right.
Billy,
you're losing the room here. You're losing the room. So what do you think the kids mean when they say the bear got them?
That they got caught being naked somewhere. They were bare-butted. So the bear got them. They got caught being naked somewhere.
I think you see the bear actually got them.
No. Naked.
Being naked.
Like, what happened to the boys? Oh, that bear got it. No. It means heat stroke. All right.
No one else got to guess?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'm sorry.
It means heat stroke? That's it? Okay.
Because right now,
my guess was bus driver.
All right, so let's do this. Let's change Boomer.
Let's do that because what a waste of space.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
Yeah, Chad's going to try. Chad's going to give it a good shot.
All right, so Hangy Chad, you are now the Boomer.
God, no one's ever been demoted from Boomer. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. That is.
Yeah, you just a terrible.
You just got redowned.
Very good. He was redowned.
Yes, that's what happens when you're not a fan of Edith's elbow. All right, hey Chad. What does the kids mean when they say focus your audio? Focus your audio.
I know this.
No, please. It's not much driver, Billy.
Yeah, really. It's a bear naked in the woods.
All right. They mean, like, quit screaming. Like, quit. Why are you coming at me like that? Quit screaming.
All right. So, hold on a second. I did this wrong. BW, is he going to get it right or wrong?
He's going to get it right.
What's the reason?
Yeah, he's going to get it right. He just got it wrong.
And Billy's going to get it right or wrong.
I think he got it wrong.
Okay, so now, anyone want to guess what focus your audio means, Miss Billy?
Listen to me. Focus your ears to me. Listen to me.
Oh.
That's kind of a good one, too.
PW, do you concur or uncur with Billy?
Oh, I uncur with Billy.
And voice of reason, you cur or uncur?
I was going to cur with Chad. I changed to Billy. I think that's really good. Focus your audio.
All right. And hanging Chad, do you want to keep your answer? Or you want to concur with Billy? Or you want to say all both?
The fact that you're asking me makes me think I should recur. But I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand. S-T-A-N. Right,
can I take a guess?
S-T-A-N.
You going to stand?
PW has a guess.
Watch your mouth.
Voice reason, would you like to guess also?
I like Billy's. I was going to say, I was like Chad, use your inside voice. But Billy, focus on what? Me. This is the time of me and listen to me. Me.
Right. I would like to say those are great answers, Miss Billy, Hanging Chad. And there may be similar to this definition here. When the kids in the street says, focus your audio, they mean listen carefully.
Oh, Billy got it.
Billy got it.
That's the thing. You take something from Billy, then she actually like tries.
Then she wants it back. Yeah, really.
You just got redone.
So I need to be the boomer again. You need to make me the boomer again.
Billy, have you ever heard the term too late to close the barn door when the horse is gone?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Neither is Stan. He just made it up.
All right, this is the last one, and we guys should probably get this one. This is for everybody. All you guys are boomers now.
All right.
What do the kids mean when they say rain napper? Rain napper. And when you got it, raise your hand.
What is it?
Rain napper.
Rain napper.
All right. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, 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 doom. All right, so rain napper, N-A-P-P-E-R, and don't be looking it up, Billy.
I didn't.
Rain napper. Okay, it's time. Time's up. Voice of reason. Do you know what the kids mean when they say rain napper?
Yeah. Fair weather friend.
Ah, nice one. Hey, and Chad, do you know what it means when the kids say rain napper?
I think it's a windshield wiper.
And Billy, what do you think it means, rain napper?
An umbrella.
And PWs?
Stealing my thunder.
Ooh.
All right. I like to play.
He used a baby boomer term to explain a millennial term.
I like playing the game this way. So, Hanging Chad, would you like to change your answer or would you like to stick with yours or use one of the other ones?
I would like to change my answer because I don't think kids talk about windshield wipers too much. I'm going to say raincoat.
Oh, all right. How about you, voice of reason?
I'm going to stick with mine.
All right. PWs?
I'm sticking with mine.
And Miss Billy?
I'm going to change mine.
Thank you.
To be one of, no. It's not,
yeah, really.
It's not stealing somebody's thunder. It's like stealing somebody's rain. So you're complaining, and then I have to complain even more about my life is terrible. And then the other person, rain napping. So my life is worse.
Oh, so you're stealthifying something.
Same as stealing my thunder.
Spike, yeah, but thunder is stealing their greatness. I'm stealing
badness. Their sob story.
Their
victim.
Voice.
Can you spell that last word again?
N-A-P-P-E-R.
Yeah, peas. There's a peas, not bees. Nappers.
Okay, well, yes. I'm going to tell you. One of you guys have the right answer.
Ooh. Okay.
And that person. Oh, sorry. Let me change it. One of you guys had the right answer.
Oh, then it's an umbrella.
Oh, then it's windshield wiper.
Yeah,
windshield wiper. Umbrella.
Yeah, it is actually an umbrella. That's what the kids say when they say rain now.
But she doesn't get that point because she didn't believe in herself.
You don't believe in yourself. That's correct. So you're right. So with that being said, this was a great show. And now it's time to go around the room and ask the resistance fighters, what stuck with you today? And I'll start out with you, Miss Billy. What stuck with you today?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's all just left my brain. I don't know nothing about nothing.
Yeah. Right. PWs, what stuck with you today?
I lost my diploma when a volcano blew up my state.
Yeah. And how about you, Hanging Chad? What stuck with you?
That the national animal of Scotland is a gutter rat.
Yeah. And voice of reason, what stuck with you today?
That Billy redeemed herself totally with the boomer thing. That was amazing. She was out ousted and then came back strong.
Yes, that was an impressive, I should stand back here all day. That was an impressive comeback there, Billy. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Spike on the Mic Show. Oh, and what stuck with me today
was the Gators.
Yes, Gators are going to get up on Tennessee, and this is me forward thinking or backwards thinking. So whenever you guys hear this, who cares? This is Spike on the Mic Show, and we are out. We'll see you guys next time, and I love the rain nappers and what the kids say. I also dig how we play OK Boomer. That was a better way. This is Spike on the Mic, and we out, ladies and gentlemen.